losses are kind of snowballing. How do you keep an encouraging mindset as you guys, you know, still have plenty to play for?
Yeah, I know. I think as a group up front, you know, we know what we got to do. You know, obviously we're not executing well enough, but you know, we got to keep working hard and getting after it on the field. And us up front, you know, like I said, we know what we got to do. We gotta execute. And anytime you have a game like we had Sunday, you're gonna be frustrated, but we gotta bounce back from it.
How frustrating, disappointing has it been for the offensive line as a unit?
Obviously, we'd like to, you know, be running it better like we were in the beginning of the year. But we're not the only ones frustrated. The whole team's frustrated. That, you know, we know what we're capable of, and obviously not getting it done. So.
You have a situation where Dan obviously worked with Gus Bradley in Seattle. Does that help at all, being able to get some insight from him just to what Gus likes to do, what he prefers?
Yeah, our defense is real similar to theirs. So, you know, we've been, you know, really, you know, making a point of that so far today as we've been game planning. But, you know, I think it comes down to the same thing every week. We got to be able to execute because, you know, we're having a good game plan. You know, we got to go on the field and, you know, get positive stuff out of it. So today's a big day for that, especially in the run game. We're gonna, you know, get the pads on and go out and you know, work on these plays and get ready for the game Sunday.